Hi, I'm Steve Kirsch, Executive Director of the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund. I have no conflicts of interest. Slide 2. Why are kids dropping like flies right after getting vaccinated? If they didn't die from the vaccine, then what killed these kids? Next slide. How can a healthy 16-year-old boy die in the middle of a Zoom math class? He was fine 20 minutes before he died. Next slide. The doctors found nothing. What did the CDC find? Next slide. Why did this 15-year-old die in his sleep just 2 days after getting vaccinated? Slide number 6. How did you miss all of these safety signals? Slide number 7. If the vaccines are so safe, how come Taiwan officially admits that the vaccines killed more people than the virus? Slide 8. Do you find this recent UK headline troubling? Slide 9. How are Germany and Norway both able to determine causality in sample sizes of 100 or less, but the CDC can't determine causality over 16,000 deaths it has investigated? Slide 10. How come deaths in Israel go up when vaccinations go up and go down when vaccinations go down? Slide 11. What is the VAERS underreporting factor? How can you do a risk-benefit analysis if you don't know the URF? This is extremely, extremely important. You've been assuming it's been one. It is not one. Slide 12. Using a URF of 41, which is calculated using the CDC methodology, we find over 300,000 excess deaths in VAERS. If the vaccine didn't kill these kids, these people, then what did? Slide number 13. Is there any stopping condition to these experiments? How many Americans have to die before you pull the plug? How many kids have to die before you yell stop? Slide 14. Why are there no autopsies for deaths after vaccination? Slide 15. Why didn't the highly unusual cause of death in these kids raise any red flags in the CDC 12 to 17 safety study? They didn't even comment. They said, just move on. Nothing to see here. Slide 16. How many months do troponin levels stay elevated after vaccination? Slide 17. Of the over nearly 140,000 comments have been posted against the vaccines in kids, I found only one comment in favor. How many did you find? Slide 18. Did you ever read the Kostoff paper? It says that 5 times as likely to die from the vaccine as from COVID, and it's even worse if you're younger. Slide 19. Why was this paper removed over the objections of the editors? Slide 19. They found 19, or slide 20, they took 19 times the expected number of myocarditis cases and a 5-fold increase on dose 2. Slide 22. Is this what you mean by slightly elevated risk? And let's skip to slide 26. How can a kid who was in the Pfizer 12 to 15-year-old trial be paralyzed and not have that reported to the FDA? How can you approve a vaccine for under 12 when you haven't investigated this study? Let's skip to the end here, slide number 30, which is the complete list of my questions are posted on Trial Site News today. Just search for Virbac. There are too many unanswered questions for you to approve the vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. Thank you.